Blue Apron, Take Back Dinner. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Liars Club. I'm Felicia Michaels.
And I'm Jessica Wellington.
And for you people just joining us, what we do here at the Liars Club, we're a podcast and a game. We ask two of our comedy pals to come on. They tell two stories. One is the truth, one is a lie. And then we, along with the people that play along live on the Comedy Store's YouTube, try to figure out which story is a lie.
That's right, Felicia.
Would you please introduce our guests?
I would love to. Over here, this lovely lady is BuzzFeed's comedian to follow. She's been on Laughs on Fox. She's also a host of the Pandora Box on iHeartRadio, right? And her dad is Skipper from Gilligan's Island.
Her grandfather.
Technicality.
I'm trying to make him younger.
Okay. All right. Okay.
This is Samantha Hale.
Yay.
Hello.
Thank you for having me.
You're very, very welcome. And our other guest?
Yes. She's an actress and comedian. You've seen her on AMC, Fuel TV, and Adult Swim. Host of the Hot Pizza Ass podcast. She is a proclaimed nerd, and her IMDb says she is a young Cameron Diaz playing drinking games at Comic-Con. This is Erin Darling.
Yay. Erin Darling. Welcome to the show. We're so excited to have you guys. I've known Samantha probably since I got back into comedy because I took like 9 to 10 years off when I had kids, and we did this class called Pretty Funny Women with Lisa Sunstead, and I think that's where I first met you.
I think so.
And it is so fascinating, and I know you're sick of hearing about it, but probably feel so proud at the same time that your grandfather was a skipper on Gilligan's Island.
Get sick of that.
Okay.
I'm fine.
It's so cool. Like the other day I was going through Facebook, I think it was Facebook or something like that, and someone had put a picture because Alan Hale used to have a restaurant. What was that?
Lobster Barrel.
The Lobster Barrel.
On La Cienega.
Yeah. And a lot of tourists used to go there, and he would float around the restaurant and talk to everybody, and there was a picture of your grandfather with some woman or something like from the 70s, and I tagged Samantha on it because it's so fascinating, right?
Yeah. Like, it is really cool.
Yeah.
I mean, not many people can say they have a box set of their grandpa. You know, which is pretty cool. And my dad looked and sounded a lot like him as he got older. So now they've both passed away, unfortunately. But now I can like see them on TV. Yeah. I can hear my dad in my grandpa, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a way better backstory than my grandpa, who used to lay on the couch in the trailer and spit, like chew into his spittoon. That's a way cooler thing.
My grandma and grandpa dip snuff and chew tobacco too.
Oh, they did? Yeah. Oh, we're so trashy.
Yeah, but my grandma was very embarrassed about it. So if you came in, she'd always be like, cover her mouth.
What are you doing, Grandma?
Yeah, like we didn't know she was dipping.
Oh, really?
Dipping.
Yeah. My grandma used to always on the, if you had the TV guy laying around, you guys don't even know what that is, but there was a little magazine called the TV guy, and she would go with a marker and underline all the religious programs.
Oh, no.
Like Jimmy Swaggart kind of religious program. It was so adorable at the same time, but she was a sweet Christian lady, not like my Aunt Dorothy, who was slightly evil. Anyway, but welcome to the show, Samantha.
Thank you. We're so
happy to have you, and also you too, Erin. And here to my right is one of our on-air producers, Mr. Austin Walker, and he will be taking questions from our live audience here at the Comedy Store's YouTube page. And the reason I keep repeating that, because for you people that are out there in podcast land, we would love for you to come visit the Comedy Store YouTube. Please follow our own YouTube, The Liars Club, but where we play live so that you can play live right along with us, right?
That's right. Yeah, I'm trying to monitor the chat now, but it's
right,
not
Felicia.
Pulling up on my phone for some reason. So can I borrow yours, Jessica?
Okay, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
And also switching cameras for us today, and who will be playing along. We won't see him, but you'll hear him, Mr. Michael Evans.
Yay!
The God of ginger is there for us.
That's me. My
hat's
backwards.
Ginger.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that. And my hair is brown up top.
We don't want to hear your shit. Anyway, you're a ginger deal.
I'm just starting all kinds of shit.
Question.
I just got here.
Yes. Question.
Hold on. Samantha's giving you too much confidence. We like to keep him.
I know. No, don't add me in it. That's you, lady. That's you. She likes to browbeat the boys.
Believe
what are
you
going to say?
You guys have needed this punching bag for a while.
Yeah.
This is a very dysfunctional family, and I'm the lightning rod that takes it all in, you know? Hey, aren't you a red-haired person?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's out of a box, and it's kind of blonde.
Wait, so anyway.
the curtains don't match the drape, man, but for you, they fun. Do. Ooh. I'm assuming.
No way, dog.
No, really? Your beard doesn't match your...
No, my whatever you think that's called matches my hair up top. It's brown.
Okay.
Yeah, but we...
Can't you see the soul and the lack of freckles, dude? Oh, no. Look at me. I'm all
here. Right. You protest too much. Anyway, so go ahead and tell your first story.
Got it. Okay. So I got into a fight. My first fight that I ever got into at a concert. It was at a Rob Zombie concert.
I don't believe this. Okay. But go ahead.
Do I not look aggressive? Oh, it looks like I fight a lot. I don't know.
How old were you?
This was a year ago. This is a year ago. Mm-hmm. My first fight.
A year ago at a Rob Zombie concert?
Uh-huh. And I'm not done. It gets worse. It was with a guy, don't hate me, in a wheelchair. Oh, I'll see myself out. God. It's fine.
This makes it more believable.
Okay, so I get there and I did like the VIP meet and greet. I had been there for like 4 hours. I met Rob Zombie. It was really cool, but it was super hot. You had to go wait by the stage to get your spot. So I was in the front row.
Yeah. How did you get back VIP treatment?
You buy them on Ticketmaster.
Okay.
I'm not that cool.
Gilligan's granddaughter.
He actually would have cared.
Skipper's granddaughter. Fuck.
He probably would have cared. He's into old, like, uh-huh. He posted on his Instagram, Ginger or Marianne, a while ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So anyway, but so I'm
Let
in
me
the
ask
front.
You this. What would your grandfather have picked, Ginger or Marianne?
I think everybody picks Marianne because Ginger's just kind of a bitch.
As Gingers are, right? Yes.
Michael,
full circle.
Yeah, you guys are really killing. None of the live viewers heard the thing.
Like, matter. They still know you're Ginger.
Yeah. I am a piece
they
of shit.
They can feel it.
No, no. Yeah. You're fantastic, but you're Ginger.
Fantastically okay. Ginger. I'm in the front. I've been there for hours. It's hot. I'm so excited to see him play. About 10 minutes before he plays, I feel someone tapping behind me. Uh-huh. And he keeps aggressively tapping. I turn around. It's a guy in a wheelchair.
Right.
And I'm like, hey, what's up? And he's like, yeah, hi, great. Can you move? And I said, I don't know where you want me to move. Like, there's a person over here. There's an 18-year-old kid on the other side of me. And he's like, yeah, he just kept asking. Finally, I was like, you want my spot. I've been here for hours, dude. I just know I can't move. If I move, I'll have to go to the back. I'm not doing it. And so he says, okay, you just watch your ankles.
Wow. Yeah. Aggressive.
Yeah. So I turn around. I said, did you just threaten me? And he's like... Did you just threaten my ankles?
Was he in a chair where they had the metal thing where his feet were resting on?
I don't know if they were
no,
in
they
the...
all kind of have that?
Don't they all have
it
that?
It depends, because my mother was in a wheelchair. That's why I'm all like, tell me more.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember.
So she had they were like the bane of my existence as a child, because she had the, you know, where they would hold the legs, and so they would be like stirrups, like when you're getting an exam, a lady exam, the metal, they have these metal...
Yeah, yeah no, yeah. I know what you're talking about. That's probably what he was threatening
Yeah,
me with.
I would think so, yeah.
Yeah. So we're arguing... And maybe 10 minutes later, 5-10 minutes later, another guy in a wheelchair comes up and was like, hey, lay off of him. And I said, listen.
Really? It was a wheelchair gang?
It was. Yeah. Another guy comes up. He starts yelling at me. I'm like, listen, I appreciate the situation here, but this guy's a dick. It has nothing to do with the fact that he's in a wheelchair. Like, please butt out. And he eventually left. I didn't wind up getting. And he's like, yeah, I don't think you know how mosh pits work. And then I turn around, I look down, I said, I don't think you know how mosh pits work, because like you would have, you know, you're not going to be able to like see. So I don't know. Eventually I was like, please just stop touching me. And then
were you in line for the mosh pit or for the VIP?
Well, it was all GA.
So you were just standing
before the show.
Okay.
Yeah. So basically with the VIP ticket, you got to go in early, but it's all GA.
So were you in line for the mosh pit?
What do you mean?
What were you in line for?
Oh, well, when I got there, I was in line to, like, they took you backstage to meet Rob.
Right.
And then once you met him, they bring you out into, like, where the stage is and you can line up. Like, to get your spot, I mean. Mm-hmm. Like, I got my spot on the barricade, uh-huh. If that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought when you go meet them, you meet them after the show.
This one was before. A lot of times it is after, but I think it's like actual guests of the band go after people uh-huh. who pay like me go before.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
They might get tired.
So what was he saying to you? Hey, able-bodied bitch. Was he saying stuff like that?
He said, watch your ankles. That's the watch your back for wheelchair.
Basically. that's basically what it was. Well, it started as like he was trying to chat me up at first, and I was being friendly to him. And then he was like, can you just move? I said, I don't know where you want me to move to. Eventually, he goes to the other side of me and tries to wedge himself in between me and this 18-year-old girl. And she started freaking out. What?
Like when you're trying to merge before Laurel Canyon.
Yeah, basically.
And someone tries to squeeze in and you're like, fuck no.
That's what happened. He tried to merge on the other side.
Can I ask you a question? Why didn't you just let him go in front? It's not going to obstruct your view.
Oh, damn. I'm a terrible person.
That's a great point.
No, actually, the answer is because I have bulging discs on my back and I need to lean.
And you can't lean on his wheelchair?
Oh, that'd be weird. I don't want to lean on some random guy. No, I need like a tall... I don't know. I guess I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
That, I don't know.
That's she was like, look, you've already got a seat. Nobody else has a seat.
No, that's true. But no, that's why I was like, I'm going to be in a lot of pain if I don't have something to lean on. My back is completely messed up.
So when you say something to lean on, was there space between where you were standing? You know how sometimes they have like a little bit like a 4 or 5 foot
yeah, like
space.
Where the photographers go.
Yeah, yeah, was there like that? So what would you actually have been leaning on?
There's, okay, so if the stage, you guys are grilling, I like
know.
It. Okay,
that
so let's say the stage is right here.
Okay.
And then there's a little like a little bit of space where photographers right. come up. Uh-huh. And then there's a barricade. Uh-huh. And then it's just all people standing behind
right.
the barricade.
So what kind of barricade?
A metal, like a tall metal uh-huh. barricade.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And so where did the barricade come up to your waist or between your waist and your chest? Or?
I would have been on it like this, like my hands. So it would have come up to like wow. my boobs.
How
basically.
Tall are you?
5'4". Yeah. So if I would have leaned on him, I would have had to lean down and it would have been
right.
not comfortable.
That doesn't make sense to me being 5'4" and then, but the barricade would have came.
You should
up
have been a
breast.
Cop, man.
I know. Don't give it up though. Don't give anything up. What do you think, Jessica?
Well, I want to get to the fight. When did you hit him?
Well, okay.
Was it a physical fight?
No, it was a screaming match. It turned into a screaming match.
You made it out like you fought this dude. I was waiting for you to like,
he was slam already one. In a wheelchair. What more am I going to do?
He's just a little shitty, not a piece of shit, Jessica.
Clarification. Yes, thank you. No, I mean, I guess because I'm such not a fighter that uh-huh. even like screaming at someone this feels like a big fight to me. But it happened when he tried to like wedge himself, merge on Laurel Canyon, like he said, in between me and the kid. Uh-huh. And she started freaking out because she was like, oh my God, he's touching me and he's got his hand on my hip. She really got upset. And that's when I turned and lost my mind on him.
And did he look, and I don't mean this.
How did you know the girl was 18?
Because she was back at the VIP meet and greet with me.
You?
I was talking to her and her dad.
Oh. But yeah. I guess my question is this, and this is so wrong, but fuck it. Like, how did he look like normal from waist up? No, because
was he paralyzed?
Yeah. Well, Ken Lofgren was actually wondering, was he quadriplegic or paraplegic?
Yeah, yeah. Thank
but
you
I'm
for
assuming
saying
he must be paraplegic
way,
if he was
thank you, because I was
you
about to get letters.
Yeah. He seemed like he. I mean, I couldn't see what was wrong. Uh-huh. I wouldn't know because he seemed fine. He just happened to be in a wheelchair.
So both arms were working.
Yes,
uh-huh.
Kind of a heavier set guy, maybe in his 50s.
Oh, he was in his 50s.
Yeah.
Oh, he. Mm-hmm. Oh, he was in his 50s. Mm-hmm. Nah,
I didn't even
shit.
Tell you the best
nah.
part. The best part, the other guy in a wheelchair that rolled up
that
to me.
That doesn't mean that diabetes can't take your foot.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
personal family history coming out.
Cut deep with them.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Yeah. But so this is the best part, though. Once Zombie started playing, like 10 minutes in, I looked over, the other guy in a uh-huh. wheelchair was standing in his wheelchair.
What?
Yeah.
Oh no.
I just had this weird vibe about these guys the whole time. That's probably why I wasn't like, yeah, go ahead of me, because I just got a weird vibe.
He was
standing in his chair. Not the one that I was arguing with, the other guy.
Stolen valor.
I don't know about that.
What were your interactions like with Mr. Zombie?
Oh, that's so weird. I wrote Mr. Zombie in my recap. Not
Mr.
That you
Zombie, that's
standing
so
in your wheelchair would be like standing on a fucking hammock. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like it's very safe. Yeah.
Seems like a good way to get paralyzed.
Yeah. Maybe that's what the other guy did. I don't know. I don't know.
Wow.
Doughboy online is calling this one a lie already. Cal Wiggum said, uh-oh, this sounds rather dubious. So I guess he's not buying it either.
Was it a white guy?
Yes.
Yeah, it sounds like a piece of shit white guy deal.
What's the worst thing that guy said to you, the wheelchair-bound?
I think it was when he said, watch your ankles. I mean, that was a full-on threat.
That was the worst thing he said to you?
Oh, no. He said that, and then I think I got into it. I was like, listen, I spent a shit ton of money to be here. I've been here for 4 hours. I'm tired. This is really big deal to me. I want to be up front. Like, and then he just said, well, if you would just stop being such a bitch about it. And then I think he, like, you know, said, you're an asshole or whatever. You know, typical.
Did you really give it to him that way? Like, oh, this is a big deal to me.
Actually, yeah.
That's such a white lady move.
Well,
it is kind of a white lady
it
move.
It is kind of, well, but maybe it'll be
it's
less.
It's for white women. It's a white woman move.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. But I'm about to, like, shatter your whole world.
Okay.
The reason why it was a big deal to me is because I just lost my mom.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I was like, I just want a night where I can just have fun and forget that I'm sad.
Oh, she's good.
Yeah.
Look at her throwing that in there.
Yeah.
Man, if this is
white
a lie.
White lady guilt trip.
if this is a lie,
I will set myself on fire. I mean, that's pretty bad. But
also,
maybe it's really good. You don't know.
That Ooh. Is also a white lady move.
To pull the cancer card? Yeah.
Well, I know your mother did recently.
Yeah.
So that part is true, but... No, but I just can't say, oh, my mom died. I want to go see Rob Zombie. That's kind of
wow,
odd.
This has really hardened us.
Yeah, I know.
You were
I
just
know.
Like, yeah, your mom died.
I know.
Our moms died, too.
This is great.
This is hilarious.
All right. Oh is that God. So that's your story.
That's the story.
That's the story.
Leah said that she seemed to hesitate when Felicia asked her what the big deal was because she could see over him. So she's leaning towards this being a lie.
Yeah, the
it
the,
was a good question.
That it's, yeah, the boob thing, you know, where the rail was, that's a little high, even for someone 5'4". I would say because I photograph concerts sometimes, and that seems kind of high.
You know,
but if you're on the rail there, it is a good place to be able to rest your beer.
Yeah, and you know what? Fuck that. Yeah. It's a good point that you'd be able to see, but also fuck that. If someone was approaching me and I'd been there for a long time, and it was like, you know, it's grueling. You just want this to start, and that. I just don't want him right there because he's being a dick. Maybe if he'd handled it different, but it's like, now I just don't want to help you.
Yeah.
I fucking totally get it.
Yeah.
I don't care if I can see over the wheelchair.
Wow.
I'm liking gingers more and more.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But Michael would have gave him the spot like that.
I would have gave the spot.
I would have said, fine, roll up, buddy, but you're never going to walk again.
I get what you're saying because when Barack Obama was first running for president, I went with my girlfriends and we drove to Vegas and then we volunteered somewhere where Bill Clinton was going to come in at some high school gym. And so I got in charge of, because we assigned up to do good stuff. So, excuse me, I got in charge of putting the handicapped people in their spot. That was my job. And most were very, very kind, but they are like humans. They're like everybody else, you know? Everyone.
But this is a Rob Zombie concert.
Yeah.
You know, it's different than.
They're
Bill
almost
Clinton.
Exactly like humans.
You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, I didn't mean it.
Oh my God.
Listen, I have a lot of baggage from my mom.
Do you believe that this is the line we're telling?
She wasn't human. Oh, you just good can. Point, Michael.
Yeah,
and
half
fuck you.
Mom, half machine.
Well, she was kind of.
You just pulled a Samantha.
I know.
I did.
You
it's
know
contagious.
What I'm saying? I
Careful.
Mean, you know, it's like kids, you know what I mean? Like, you know, people are like, you should always be nice to kids. But you know what? Some of them fucking kids are assholes. You know what I mean? That's handicaps are like that. You
are
know,
you
they're
crying?
Normal people. No, because I'm laughing so hard because I fucking feel so embarrassed. And
you're
that was hilarious.
Too, if you
yeah,
think
you can talk too.
Okay.
Yeah. She's like, handicaps are human, bitch. Move on.
I feel like it's true. Just too many
you
details.
Do?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh, I do.
Because of the too many details.
Yeah, because of the too many details, and because I think it's plausible that this dude had a really bad day, and maybe he's just a dick, and maybe he lost his mom too. You know, maybe that's what makes the story beautiful.
Maybe his mom left him behind.
Yeah. Oh. Lost him like lost
in
her
my
like
sweet
shoes.
Fantasy lands. That's what I'm
only
imagining.
We could have
so
him on.
You're telling me you would rather sit there, stand there, and have somebody that's handicapped glare in the back of your head so that you could have enjoyment to forget the how desperate you felt, sad, desperately sad you felt about your mother, that was a comforting thing to have someone fucking hate watch Rob Zombie behind you because you wouldn't give him a fucking spot. That's the story you're telling us.
When you put it that way, absolutely. Okay.
Yes. But he was a prick. If someone was a prick to me and I just lost my mom, I'd go, this guy's the piece of shit in this situation.
Because my whole thing was like, dude, it's 10 minutes. I know that you're like just pulling that card and just, oh, excuse me, like you're an asshole. No, we've all been there for hours.
Did you fart in his face?
Yeah.
God, that's a good question. I may have. I don't know. I don't remember intentionally doing that.
You would remember that. I would be like, "Oh, this
I didn't do it on
you,
purpose,
buddy."
Hey, was it one of those? Was it one of those like at the mall, at the hospital style wheelchairs, or was it one of those
like racing?
I'm in a wheelchair
racing,
for a long time.
I'm about to do a 5K in my wheelchair.
Yeah. Yeah.
It seemed like an older chair.
Was it electric?
No.
Boogie,
no.
Woogie woogie.
Well, actually, I mean, I don't think so. There were so many people everywhere. It was hard to like see the full chair.
There were so many people.
I don't know.
Obstructing him besides you that you couldn't notice if his chair was electric or not.
I don't know how he got through that many people to get up to the front. Honestly, I don't know. Because he was not there the whole time.
Dang. He kept telling people to move. You're the last one and you didn't move.
Yeah. Yeah.
We better move along.
Okay. Aaron, let's go with your first story.
Okay. So I think this is my 23rd birthday. Okay, this is the story of my 23rd birthday party.
Are you 24 now?
Yes, I'm 24 now. Well. Yep. And so I was down the street. I decided this day that I was going to day drink. And I go to the Saddle Ranch with a group of my friends. And we do mimosas all day long. And that catches up to you, you know. Yeah. So this is like before my actual birthday party. We're like, let's get drunk. So we do. And at that point, I go over to a friend's house, like one of my friend's place I'd never been to before. And we end up like drinking more at this house. But now I'm mixing, I'm doing vodka, whatever, other shit. So we're drinking more and more, and we're going to this final event that we're supposed to go to, which is actually an event that I'm supposed to work at, weirdly enough. I don't know why I decided to work on my birthday, but one of my friends was like, why don't you do this? Like, it's going to be a fun party. We're all going to be there anyway. And the guy will give you $100 if you just like wear this t-shirt at this art gallery, like whatever, like advertising his company. So I'm like, okay, but we get so
drunk. Well, if that's
work,
sign me up.
We get
no one has the heart to tell you. No one has heart.
Jessica's being pet right now.
We get so drunk at this person's house that like I don't even make it to this event. And I foolishly thought that even after this point that I would be able to go out again. It's 1 a.m. and we all meet up, all my friends that made it to this art party and this other group of people who I was with, we all converge in the garage of my friend's apartment complex. And we're thinking, okay, at this point, we're going to go out to a bar in like somewhere in West LA. And it's 1 a.m. I've been drinking probably since like 10 a.m. And I decide to get on this, how do I describe it? It's almost like a dolly. It's kind of like this thing that has one layer and then like a second layer, but wheels on it. It's, I think people use it to move things.
Oh, and it's like a chair.
No, and it's flat. It's like something like you would
like
roll
a cart,
like a heavy piece of
a
furniture
cart, like you'd
on.
Put on like
a
you would,
flat cart. Yeah.
Yeah. You would put a
with a handle.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know what that's called.
Right.
But I get on one of these and a cart. There we go.
No, it's not a cart. It's like something
furniture
you use.
Cart.
Is it?
Like a flat thing with wheels. Yeah.
Like a big dolly kind of
yes,
thing.
Yes. But there's two levels to it. So I'm
like
on,
you would get at Lowe's or something?
Yeah, like a Home Depot thing.
Oh, like a flat thing with wheels.
A flat thing with wheels.
I got it. Cool.
But it's not completely flat. Like, it has a second layer. This is kind of important to the story. So, and I'm on top of it. I sit on top of it. And my friend comes from behind me, who was also drinking all day with me, and pushes me down a slope. You know, the parking garage, when it, like, does a decline, pushes me down fast. Very fast. And I can't hold on because it's flat. There's nothing for me to hold on to. And I go flying off the dolly, hit my head on the ground, and I don't remember anything after that. Okay. I wake up the next day. I go to the bathroom and I see myself in the mirror and I don't even recognize myself. I have two black eyes. My nose is completely swollen. And so is my entire cheek on this side. Like, I'm like, basically, like, I look like crazy. And I just start laughing because I'm like, what the hell? And my vision is blurry. I can't see stuff. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? And obviously, I have a really, really bad hangover. And what I'm realizing is, like, I go to the hospital because I'm just, like, feeling awful. But what I realized happened is I got a concussion. And my friends, my drunk-ass friends, let me go to sleep on my birthday with a concussion. Ooh. And I go to Cedars-Sinai the next day. They check me out. They're like, girl, you need to get a CAT scan. Like, this is bad. Like, we don't know if you have broken bones. Like, we don't know what's happening, blah, blah, blah. So I, like, go. And I, like, a week later, I go and get a CAT scan. And
why a week later?
Because with my insurance, that's when I could get in or whatever, which is probably a bad idea. And I kept working with a concussion. I didn't know, like, I had no idea, like, what I was even dealing
with.
What
kind of work were you doing?
At the time, I was doing video content for a startup. I was, like, producing and writing video content. Uh-huh. So I was, like, going to work, like, with sunglasses on because, like, light, you're really sensitive to light when you have a concussion. Uh-huh. So I'd be, like, on the computer with sunglasses. And, like, I just shouldn't have gone to work. Like, I don't think I really grasped how serious the situation was.
Did you even go to a Rob Zombie concert?
I didn't go. I wouldn't have made it. I would.
Were you still friends with these people afterwards?
You know what? I'm friends with some of them, actually. But, like, again, like, now, like, as an adult, I look back at, I know it, how crazy and how dumb that was and how, like, how the hell did they let me go to sleep? Like, they saw what happened, right?
Right.
And clearly they must have helped me get up, like, back to the building. But yeah, it was just, we're just like, business is normal. And I think, like, that at that point in time in my life, that's when I realized that, like, I need to be more careful about, like, decisions I'm making and friends and, like, in day drinking. I don't day drink anymore. And that's also when I decided, because I didn't know if my face was going to be fucked up. I couldn't tell. Am I allowed to cuss? Sorry.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah. Just what we
call. Well, I didn't know.
Trying to get people unhuman. I think you can say whatever you want.
My face was so disfigured that I couldn't tell if I had broken orbital bones or bones in here.
So you were so bleeding? Were you bleeding?
I was not bleeding. Just I was bruised. Just swollen.
Just bruised.
Swollen and bruised.
No
and
blood whatsoever?
No, well, no.
Scrapes?
I don't
Scrapes?
Think so. Maybe minor, but mostly just, like, completely, like, bruised and bad. Uh-huh. And so I didn't know if I was going to have, like, reconstructive surgery or, like, what was actually going on in there. And that's when I decided I wanted to, like, actually take, like, acting and stand-up seriously. Because I was like, anything could happen. I could have died.
That's a fucking leap.
No, for real.
Look at
I'm
this face.
Serious.
I could see this in movies.
I can't keep wearing shirts to events. I need something to fall back on.
I could have died. I was like, I got to take this chance.
Oh, my God. How many friends were there with you?
God, I remember so few details because of the concussion, but I want to say at the point of time when I was in the garage, probably like 5 or 6.
And how many of those were women and how many were men?
God, at least 2 women and maybe the rest were dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm always more apt to believe this because when I was 18 and went to Lake Neath in England, first duty station, we hadn't even went to work yet. But we could drink because it was 18. So we went to go get alcohol. On the way back, I stepped in a hole.
Uh-huh.
Totally broke my foot. Right?
Oh, my God.
And then they helped me get back to the dorm room.
Uh-huh.
And then they kept trying to just get me to drink. And I was like, dude, that's my leg. And it's sticking out.
Dude, I got the same.
That's my foot.
I got the same shit. I broke my foot drinking with friends. Like, we heard it pop, and they did the thing like, oh, it's gonna stiffen up if you don't loosen it. Like, walk on it before it gets tightened up, and it popped again. And we went to a bonfire, walked down these trails, just getting drunker and drunker, and like, and the long bone from the pinky to the heel was just in half in there, and I was in a cast for 4 months and shit.
Yeah. Oh my God.
But did your friends abandon you?
You know what? They didn't. They didn't abandon me, but I do understand. Listen, I've also believe it or not, I've had quite a few head injuries.
I think we all believe that.
Yeah, I've bumped my head pretty hard a few times, and I've also been in a lot of stupid drinking situations with friends, like in college. I understand the fear of running away. If someone's really fucked up, if she looks half as bad as she's talking about that she looked. People want to be like, yo, this isn't my deal. Let's just get this lady somewhere to lay down and get the fuck out of here.
Which you know? Is so sad.
Super sad, but it does happen.
My it's, friends.
Yeah. Yeah. Nah, those are my friends. Yeah. I think we knew each other.
I don't know. I'm kind of like, if there's five people and two are chicks, someone's going to be responsible out of those five and say, no, that's not cool.
Nope.
Well, she's unconscious, Jessica. It's a different thing when you're like, oh, dude, my foot. Well, you know what I mean? But she, you know,
we don't
that's
know
my impression
that,
of you, Michael. But
I might have been awake enough.
Oh, you don't know
at
if
the time.
I don't. Yeah.
Yeah, and
I don't
then she
remember.
Went to sleep. You're not supposed
I went
to go
to sleep
on a concussion.
Yeah, mentally. Yeah. And I physically went to sleep.
You blacked out, so you don't know if you.
I don't know if I was able to walk from the garage.
Well, didn't you ask your friends? Didn't you ask, like, what the fuck, dude? What did you say to your friends?
I think, honestly, at the time, I was so, like, embarrassed about the whole thing that I just kind of, like I said, I just had no idea of, like, the gravity of the situation, how serious it was.
So so how many of those five people are you still friends with?
I'm friends, well, I'm, like, close friends with one of them.
And you never said, what the fuck that night? You never said, what actually fucking happened?
No, not really. I think that I need to. At this point. I'm really bad at the
Let's call him right now.
I got a question. What? So you said you went to the hospital a couple days later?
Well, I think I went the very next day.
And what happened to the hospital?
Well, they just looked at me and they were like, you have black eyes.
Well, you got
to
rest up, whatever.
And you need to get a CAT scan and you need to figure out if you have broken bones. And, you know, like it was so bad they couldn't tell. Like the swelling was just...
And you didn't have insurance?
I did have insurance.
And the hospital said, no, maybe come back in a couple of days with your broken orbital bone.
I kind
of
get that too. Because they will make you an appointment and you can't get in right away all the time.
Right. And they couldn't tell if it was... like
yeah, but
brain.
That's the VA we're talking about at Cedars-Sinai.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, there's
I think
a slight
I had
difference.
Blue Shield at the time.
If you had Blue Shield and you were that jacked up that they wouldn't take a CAT scan,
they made me go. I got X-rays. Then they made me go to see if there was anything going on, like mentally. They made me go to my doctor, and then I had to get a referral to someone that could do the CAT scan. So it was like a weird, the whole thing took like maybe 1.5, 2 weeks or something to
and
get
you
everything
never asked
checked
the
out.
One girl like, what the fuck? Or if or said to her at least, if this ever happens again, don't fucking abandon me.
The thing that I should have said that, but like the thing that I really think I should have done is I think I should have made all those assholes pay for my CAT scan because I paid like a lot. I paid $2,000.
Out of pocket?
Not completely because it was partially covered, but they're expensive. And I should have made them fucking buy me that for my birthday. Like, right. Thanks, right. Get me a CAT scan. But yeah. I paid Bow for it out it. Of pocket. And at the time, I was so broke. That my dad paid for it because I started getting collection bills. So I was like, Dad. And so he covered it. And I remember like the next year for Christmas, I saved money from every paycheck. And I had like a little account. And like for next year on Christmas, I gave my dad a check for the amount of the CAT scan.
Next time you should try to make a deal. Like, what if I wear this logoed eye patch?
I know! Right?
Good point, Jessica.
I wasn't industrious like that back then, guys.
What are your thoughts, Austin, and what are people's thoughts online?
Well, folks online, Jason Marino said, day drinking since 10 a.m. That sounds like a story that he can relate to.
Oh, you said that?
That was Jason Marino.
Okay.
Doughboy said, Jessica drives a rascal. I'm not sure exactly what the reference is.
Only
there.
When I go to Walmart, bitch.
Hell yeah.
Also,
you have one of those little scooters?
Raver Basher
you
said.
You rode in one. Shut up.
Raver Basher said to tell Aaron no mames. I don't know what that means. M-A-M-E-S. No,
no
mames.
Mames? That's ma'am.
No, M-A-M-E-S is mames.
Oh, mames?
Yeah. So.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Not sure.
Means.
Thought maybe you could clarify.
No mames.
Is that Mexican?
Basher.
Yes, Jessica. It's Mexican.
Yes, no.
It's Mexican. We all know what it means.
Is that
if you
Mexican?
Live here in Los Angeles 2 more years, you'll know what it means in Mexican. Anyway.
Oh, no. So funny. Wow. I was like, really?
No. Yeah, you're like, whoa, hope so.
Hey, good news. I was already thinking about finding a way to believe this story, and Kenneth Lofgren just said this is a lie. So yeah. So I'm on the right track.
Well, Kia was
she used the word referral when she talked. She needed a referral, so it gummed shit up. That's why
happens though when you're doing insurance.
I know, but I mean, like when it would have been if she's lying, I'd be impressed. Well, I'd be impressed by the details.
Funny you should say bad insurance because Kia was thinking that you said it was you went to the doctor the next week, and I said I think that it was for the CAT scan, not for the actual doctor visit. And said Leah said insurance do be like that sometimes. Mm-hmm. So.
I went to Cedar Sinai, my doctor, and then I went to get the.
I don't know. Cedar Sinai, I don't. That's the one. That's a good thing to get hung up on because I had a surgery at Cedar Sinai, and I've taken people there and my own kids to Cedar Sinai when they've had emergencies.
Yeah, but you're a celebrity.
You're a celebrity.
Right. But I can't imagine that if they were that concerned that you needed to get a CAT scan, that it would. They would do it so where you had to wait a week. And if you did have insurance.
Well, now she was already alive. She made it through the night. I feel like that's the big thing. I could see a week not being crazy.
And you were how old?
I was 23.
Oh, dude. Young people, you put shit off. Like, I didn't go to the hospital for that foot for a week. It was just broken. It was all
big.
But
she already went to the hospital. She's just talking about the CAT scan. Mm-hmm. They referred her to get a CAT scan, and they couldn't get her in until a week later.
Mm. Oh, okay. So I was just making sure you knew.
All right. So we're going to...
thanks.
Perfect. Jessica's caught up. We're good.
Okay. All right.
You're so kind.
He's a very kind guy. Let's go to your second story.
Okay. So second story is I've gone out with Warren Beatty.
What?
Yeah.
He's hot.
Yeah.
Is he single? Is he alive?
No, he's he's alive.
He is alive.
He's not single.
When you say go out, what do you mean by that?
Like went out to dinner with him and, you know, kind of got a little flirty.
She blew his mind and he forgot how to read at the Oscars.
I must have been 24 or so. Uh-huh. I mean, he's definitely still older at this point.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah.
Alicia's skeptical as shit.
You're skeptical right off the bat.
So you're going to have to give more details because...
Right. So my great aunt was a script supervisor and she worked on like all of his movies. Mm-hmm. So the skipper's sister worked on all of his movies.
Right.
And so I had met him like when I was a kid, when I was, I don't know, like 10 or 11 or something. Uh-huh. I met him and he's nothing. That wasn't then, you know, nothing happened then. But,
just 1 second. Do you know who Warren Beatty is?
Oh God.
Wait, were you being serious?
Yes.
Oh, Bullworth. No, that's a bad reference. You wouldn't know that. Dick Tracy?
Okay. The guy that played Warren Beatty. Tracy.
But I thought that was... I still don't know.
No, you saw the movie remake, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, of Dick Tracy?
Yeah, I think they did one in the 90s or something.
Oh.
No, that was the one.
That was Madonna was in it.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
I'm totally on board.
Yeah. Totally. Jess, you're an idiot. I know who that is.
finally, yeah. You beat her.
I definitely know who that
is. I've heard the name.
I'm a big Warren Beatty fan.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Well, so was I. Yeah. I mean, so
he was very handsome in like the 60s, 70s.
I mean, he still
in
looks
in the 80s.
Yeah,
he's
right.
A handsome old man.
Yeah, definitely. Uh-huh. But I ran into him at a play. He was there and I just walked right up to him. I was like, "Hi, I don't know if I've met you when I was younger. My aunt is Karen." And he started talking to me and he was super nice and I thought he was kind of a little flirty, but then I thought, "Oh no, he's just Warren Beatty." But he gave me his phone number and we you know, talked on the phone a couple of times and then eventually we went out to dinner.
And was he married then?
Mm-hmm.
He was?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What did you have for dinner?
We had wow.
Just the way you asked that. What did you have for dinner?
That little wiener schnitzel.
Yeah, where did Warren Beatty
little
take
Warren
you?
Schnitzel?
I know. Well, I kind of figured it's not like he's worried about money, right? Uh-huh. So I think I had a seafood pasta with like.
But where? From where?
It was this little place down on Santa Monica. What was it called? And this was a while ago. I was 26. I don't remember what it was called.
I thought you said you were 24.
So I said 24 or 25. I don't remember.
Uh-huh.
24, 25. Mid-20s.
Uh-huh.
There are so many ages, you know?
There's so many ages. I don't remember. I'm just trying to think of... Because I met him when I was in this class. And I'm trying to remember when I took that class.
But I feel like if you went out with this obviously famous guy, Warren mm-hmm. Beatty.
Mm-hmm.
And he took you out. You would remember exactly where he took you
yeah.
and what you ate and the whole night.
I want to say it was a seafood place, like Delmonico's.
Why are you acting like
Del Monaco's? No.
Delmonico's.
He's not going to take me somewhere in the valley. Jesus Christ. That'd
this
be
is Warren Beatty.
That's Warren Beatty.
Not he's taking you to the valley.
Yeah, I don't. I if I was Warren Beatty and I was married to Annette Bening and I was attracted to some 24-year-old girl, I'd fucking take her to the valley. I'm not gonna take her to Beverly Hills where all my friends are.
I know.
Good point.
I know.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, that's where it was.
But then he can be like, "This is a business meeting."
I think he kind of, I mean, we kind of got into it of like, oh, I knew your aunt. So it kind of started as like, that's the way to, oh yeah, Karen was lovely. Da, da, da. And then it, you know, kind of
did he kiss you
flirty.
On the cheek after dinner?
Yes.
He did?
Yes.
Yeah. Did he smell like old man?
No. He smelled like cologne. I don't know what it was. He smelled, he smelled good.
Smelled like seafood.
He smelled, I smelled like seafood.
And so did he bend down to kiss you?
He'd have to. Yeah, he's a lot taller than me.
Check that out.
Yeah.
Did you tongue him?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Did you ever talk to him again?
I talked to him once more after that.
Uh-huh.
And then I think we both realized this is not good. I wasn't quite comfortable with it.
And you
but
knew
I was
he was married,
like,
right?
Yeah, that's why I wasn't quite comfortable. And I
did
think
did you
I,
say what's up?
No. No, I didn't because... We no, because I didn't want. I knew it was weird, and I knew that I probably shouldn't be there, so I didn't bring it up. He didn't bring it up. We just had a great dinner.
Wow, that guy in the wheelchair must have been a real asshole.
Raver Basher says went out with Warren Beatty. Okay, boomer.
Boomer.
Dang, dude. Hey, that's not your fault, Austin. That's his.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Wait, what's boomer?
Huh? Oh, it's a new thing. I don't even
yeah,
really
it's
know.
Yeah, it's a Boom, baby joke boomer. That everyone says. Okay, for boomer.
Oh, I'm so not
it's
with
like
it.
It's like a slur for people.
You might not
of
even be a baby
age.
Boomer. I don't even know.
I'm not even a baby boomer. No, but no. I also am kind of no, out no. of touch the fact that I thought you're Warren Beatty was hot. So, yeah. You know, there's that.
I think that was the. Yeah.
No, I think he meant that towards Warren Beatty.
What's that?
Yeah.
No, the okay
oh, to him?
Thing,
yeah.
I think
yeah.
He meant
sorry, Raver Basher. Yeah. We don't mean yeah. to dissect yeah. your joke here. It was funny. You did good.
You did great.
It's not Kill Tony.
That was our fault.
Hey, Raver Basher, make no mistake. Keep trying to bring the heat. It was okay,
yeah,
really.
Yeah,
but,
I like yeah. it. I like it. Yeah, you know. That's why we want you guys to play along.
Now,
yeah.
is Warren Beatty like handsome like Brian Holtzman?
Brian Holtzman, is that who's that? What show is he on?
Is Brian no. Holtzman handsome?
I think so, actually.
Wait, give yeah. me a reference. What is he?
Brian Holtzman, the comedian.
He works
looks
here.
Like
he
Walt Disney
oh. night.
Oh. I trying to I don't remember what Brian looks like.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, he doesn't look like Brian Holtzman.
Is he?
And I think Brian Holtzman's cutie pie, but he does not look see? Like Brian Holtzman.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
He's very handsome.
He's very, very tall, very yeah. kind of like a just a big in stature yeah. stature, tall.
Yeah.
Was
yeah.
he real he's from a very different era of courting of you know, of courtship. Was he old school in ways that were kinda weird, outdated? Did he do anything that felt like, whoa, I'm not with someone from my generation?
No, I don't think he cares about that. He's Warren Beatty. I think he was just being his charming self. I mean, yeah, like he pulled out the chair for me, opened the car door, you know, but...
What'd y'all talk about?
We talked about, well, family, until then he was like, so, how's your acting career going? And then I think, honestly, that might have been part of it, was I thought, oh, he's going to help me. I think that's kind of the allure. And
if
then I realized...
Him, you probably would have.
Yeah, because I kind of... God, I think I was in over my head realizing I don't want to do this.
Fuck, I'd get in over my head
me
with
too.
That.
Me too.
I know.
Fuck it, man. Where's he at? I'll blow him today.
So let me ask
something.
You this. This is what yeah. I keep thinking when I hear this story is I know he has kids.
Yeah.
Right? And mm-hmm. so you're just out here, blah, blah, blah. Warren Beatty wanted to hit this shit. You don't even think about like...
I think when you're, you know, young and you want to be an actor, you think, oh, this guy's going to help me. You try not to. You're like, oh, I didn't do anything.
No, I mean now, telling the story now, what about if his, you know, like maybe his kids are comedy fans and they're like, what the fuck, dad?
Oh, wow. I never thought about that. Oh, no. Well, nothing happened. We weren't together.
Well, I have something to tell you, Samantha.
Yeah.
I went out with Skipper.
Oh, my God. How dun, was dun, it? Dun. Was he good?
Yeah. Tongue and all.
Oh, yeah. And first of all, I think
it's a 3-hour tour.
Did he call you?
Wow, Austin, that was great.
That was a good one.
That's how you do it, Ray Rabasher.
kidding.
Bam.
Did he say, who's your little buddy?
I'm totally kidding, Ray. Totally kidding.
Yeah, eat shit, Raver Basher. Yeah, probably in a wheelchair.
Oh! Not human, not human.
Thank you for leaning into the awful with me.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, we're going to go there.
So Doughboy wants us to clip the sound bite where Samantha said, I smelt like seafood, and just use that.
Hey, if that gets me a meme on the internet, I smell like seafood.
Well, and here's the thing I also don't buy is if your dad was Alan, I mean, your grandfather was Alan Hill, you know the ugly of showbiz. You know that even if someone really helps you in showbiz, there ain't no fucking help. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but when you're that age, when you're, you know, mid-20s, you will tell yourself whatever you need to tell yourself to think, this guy actually, oh, he's actually interested, because he asked me a lot of questions like, how's your acting going, what have you done, have you taken classes, I really believed it. Yeah. You know, I really thought that this is a guy that is interested.
Look at this fucking liar over here. Look
you
at her.
You have to be careful because you won't believe the things Felicia makes me do for her.
I make her handle the calendar.
No.
All right, let's move on to your second story.
Okay, so there are some names in the story that I don't want to reveal.
Oh,
I take a note, okay. Samantha.
But I'm sorry, there's this name on the floor. I got to pick it up. I'm sorry.
Okay, so this happened maybe like 2 years ago. Uh-huh. And I do this thing with a friend of mine that lives in the area called an urban hike, which means we just walk on the street till we find a bar, and then we get Bloody Marys in the morning. Okay? So it's probably like 10 a.m.
Wait, whoa. You said no more day drinking, and it's now only 2 years later, and you're fucking day drinking.
Bloody Mary doesn't count.
Yes, it does.
Technically, that's breakfast. Oh, so,
it's just tomato.
No, this was not like a day drinking expedition. Like, we were like, you know, just going to have one and come back. So we go to the what's that place called? Ye Old Rustic Inn. You guys know what I'm talking about?
Where is that?
It's I've seen that sign before. Vermont or something. Yeah, I don't know. It's like a little dive bar. They make chicken wings and whatever. It's like a football bar. Mm-hmm. So we end up walking that far. We go there and we go inside, and I see someone there I know who is someone that worked at the Comedy Store. And I'm like, oh, hey, dude, what's up? How?
Worked, like,
yeah, what position? What position? Like, door guy? Door guy?
Worked.
A door guy in the past. So ooh. I'm like, oh, hey, dude, what's up? How's everything? Well, while we're having a conversation.
What's his initials?
I don't want to say because you guys know him. I'm not going to tell you.
Is he still a door guy?
No.
And wait, and this is 2 years ago?
I think so, yeah.
They have a roster. So. They're just waiting.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm going to say this had to have been 2 years ago. And it was it was in the springtime. And this comes into play later in the story. So
does it rhyme with Barry Lannis?
I'm not saying shit, Alicia.
Wow.
So we're having this conversation and we're catching up, and then out of the corner of my eye comes someone that was a celebrity who was famous in the 90s. I'm also not going to say who they are.
I got to learn from her.
And and this is kind of like a out of date celebrity ish. You know what I mean? Let's just kind of known for being messy, being a hot mess.
In a wheelchair. Yeah, all the stuff.
Male or female?
Male.
Oh, it's going to be the one addicted to drugs.
The one?
Corey Feldman?
No, wow. I'm thinking...
What a
I'm thinking
Feldman.
Woman.
No, she said
male.
Like
man.
Oh, it's a man. Yeah.
Male rock star?
In the 90s?
No,
was
actor.
It TV show or movie star?
I think he did both.
Macaulay Culkin?
No. This is... No.
Was it action or comedy or drama?
Comedy.
But like a stand-up comedian?
He might have had a small stand-up career, but like primarily not known for stand-up. Known for
What's
acting.
The most obscure title he's been in?
Obscure title?
Yeah, like something that
I'm not a fan of this person's body of work. I don't
know.
Well,
how do we know he's a...
Because you would just know them for being a hot mess famous person. That's... Okay. We'll leave it at that.
TJ Miller.
So this person... I'm starting to realize
he has a bigger comedy career than just a little.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So, I'm putting together as this guy comes out of the corner of the eye of the bathroom, uh-huh. I'm starting to realize that he is there with the comedy store door guy person, and I'm like, oh. And then I'm talking to them, and then I'm starting to realize, oh, wait, this is not their morning. This is their night. They have not gone to bed yet. Like, they are still raging. And I'm like, oh my God, this is wild. Like, what the fuck? And so I start.
You know what's funny is you see the look of surprise on her face. Like, and.
For me, that's crazy because I'm like, I just can't. Anyway, so I'm realizing that they're still partying. And I'm there with my friend. And then we all get a booth together. And we're all sitting together. And the 90s washed up dude, celebrity guy, starts like kind of starting to like hit on me. And I am kind of just like, okay, this is a little bit weird, you know? So I'm trying to diffuse the situation because I know how fucked up they all are, you know? And then I ask him, I'm like, hey, like, so what, like, how are you? Like, what, like, what's really going on? Like, you know, like, if we're going to be here in this booth and have this conversation, like, I'm just kind of like one of those people that I'm really bad with small talk. And I just was like, what's actually going on? And he starts to cry.
Is this a person still working to this day?
Working like as an entertainer?
Yeah.
I think so on a small level.
And what do you mean by small level? Like,
maybe they're in some like straight to DVD movies. You know, if there's no DVDs, but you know what I mean? Like straight to, I don't know.
YouTube.
Yeah. Straight to YouTube. But he starts crying. He's now in tears.
Man crying? I don't know.
And I don't know what to do. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. And then I'm like, are you okay? And he's like, I'll never forget this because I wanted to laugh so hard. He says, my kids hate me, and rightfully so. And it was just so dramatic that I was just like, wait, what? And I'm trying not to laugh because it's so weird that he's like being so like theatrical about it, like almost like to the point of histrionics, like sobbing, really upset.
Histrionics? What is this?
It just means
something Warren Beatty does.
He's going nuts.
Jess, I know what histrionics means. You suck. I totally know what that means.
What does it mean?
I'm seeing if you know.
Jesus, oh, okay. It's like the battle of the nitwits here. Hey,
was it Michael Richards?
Or Matthew Perry or Bobcat Goldthwait?
Michael Richards is a good guy.
Or Ethan Hawke.
Is that what people are saying?
Yeah, that's what people are saying.
Matthew Perry, a washed-up star? No. I was like, I don't know.
Somebody also just said Carlos Mencia, but that would rule out the comedy thing. But no, I like the Ben Stiller, but that's not washed up.
Oh my God.
Matthew Perry, though, that's pretty good. That's
Matthew
good...
Perry never has to work a day again in his life. Like, he's got so much
but
residual money,
I'm sure.
But you can
still be washed up and not work a day in your life, right?
Like, yeah. Let me ask you this. Your grandpa never got residuals, right?
No.
Ain't that some shit?
It's
those guys never got residuals.
Uh-huh.
I read that once, like 20 years ago, and I was like, fuck. They
people
never
always
got residuals.
Assume. They're like, oh, you must have that TV money. I'm like, no. That started in the 70s. Yeah. I think Dawn Wells got something out of it because she married an agent and he got something for her, but she was the only one that got anything.
And
Ted Turner owns all the rights.
Over and over and over.
Ted Turner, him and his estate, they're making everything off of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. All right, so it's not Carlos Mencia.
No.
Washed up 90s actors.
I know. We're not even listening to the rest of your fucking stuff.
John Stamos. Well, John
Stamos. Coulier. You know what? Dave Coulier is a legend for you ought to know.
Well, she kissed Dave Coulier.
I did
so
kiss, but
she might be the cause behind that
very
song.
And I get residuals for that kiss.
Deservedly so.
About 2 pennies once a year.
Wow. Don't mean to brag.
Wow.
Okay. Continue your story.
Okay. So he's crying. And he says his kids hate him, and rightfully so. And so I feel so bad that I make up a lie. He tells me that his daughter is at Coachella. This is April. It's springtime. And so I'm like, okay. And I'm just like, and I want to make him stop crying. I want to make him feel better. So I make some shit up. And I'm just like, I know her. And he was like, what? And I was like, yeah, we're in acting class together. I just made something up. And he was like, really? And I was like, yes. And she does love you. And she's making good decisions because I know her, and she's not the type of girl that's going to get into trouble. She's totally fine. Don't worry. Like, she's going to be safe at Coachella. Mm. And it worked. He believed me and he stopped crying. And then they went in the bathroom and did more drugs. Not with me. I didn't.
No, you know, I went home after that. I was like,
I was going to say, when you see people that, have been, that you can tell are on day two of partying, is your first thought, if you're out drinking, not like, I wonder if they got any of the drugs left that they're on to be on day two here.
My first thought was, I want to get out of here.
Oh, word. All right.
I want to make this guy feel good without touching him and get out of here.
Right. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
This is a fun fact, but Erin texted me when I sent her the rules. She was like, oh, yeah, listening to the episode with Ari Manis right now.
That is fun.
That is a fun fact.
Yeah.
It's a very fun fact.
Did the guy have a taser? Did he have a taser on him? That's a very Ari Manis thing to have.
Well, first of all, The thing that you're saying is you don't know if he did stand up at a certain point before he had his career, but then he's hanging out with a door guy here, like, that you wouldn't know, you know what I mean? That is weird to me a little.
I don't know. He might, you know how sometimes these like washed up 90s people try to do stand up?
Hey, fuck you, man.
Fuck you. Not you.
Okay.
I'm talking about Chris Kattan.
Oh my God.
Was it Chris Kattan?
No.
Oh God.
That was clearly Chris Kattan.
That just came out so like passionately. Really?
Wow. Chris Kattan? No, and I do feel bad for Chris. I shouldn't have said that.
Wow.
I shouldn't have said that.
Wow, you don't confront people that fucking left you for dead you've crashed your face in a drinking thing, and then you don't name names. You're like,
tell
a
Chris
real
Kattan
good person.
You know his daughter. Oh.
I clearly am not.
You're a piece of shit.
All right.
Yeah, either way you look at it at this point.
Whichever one, I'm still a dick.
Well, what are people saying online there, Austin?
Raver Basher is wondering if Warren Beatty is circumcised. think from your story.
I didn't sleep with him. so I don't know.
But I mean, you could know.
He's just wondering.
I can try to find out for you.
No Googling during the show.
That would be awesome if that was a fact on the internet.
Can you imagine?
Kia thinks that this one is true and that the other one was a lie. But then a few seconds later, he said, so I don't know if something you said might have triggered him to flip the other way. He didn't confirm
it. What's
or deny,
Monkey
but,
Bone saying?
Monkey Bone is wondering if Chris Kattan has kids.
Isn't Monkey Bone a Chris Kattan movie?
No. Or does he play?
He was in that movie.
The guy we're talking about, we nicknamed Monkey Bone last week because of a story from last week, and now he's bringing up Chris Kattan, so that is pretty full
circle. That's full circle.
Man, see, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
When I'm home, I don't want to run errands or have to figure out a meal plan, especially because I have kids. That's why Blue Apron is a great solution. Their chef-designed recipes are easy to follow and give you a balanced, delicious meal. Blue Apron is a quick and easy way to make high-quality meals that everyone can enjoy. Use promo code LIARS to get $30 off your first order. Blue Apron, take back dinner.
All right, Samantha's first story. The first fight she ever got into was at a Rob Zombie concert last year with a man in a wheelchair, and she was waiting to meet Mr. Zombie, or as she was waiting to meet Mr. Zombie, she got all upset because he was annoying her and begging her for handicap privilege, and he threatened her ankles. Then another wheelchair gang member came over to intimidate her, but she wasn't shaken, and she gave those crippled fellas a what for. Story two, she was 24, 25, 26, she's not sure, and went to dinner and got to flirt a little with Warren Beatty because her great aunt, Skipper's sister, worked on all of Warren's movies. And
not on all of his movies.
A lot of them.
Oh, he
she said
did?
All, her,
oh,
yeah,
yeah, she did. Oh, I didn't.
Her exact words where she worked on all of them.
My apologies.
Who's writing a recap here?
Okay. All right,
and she ran into him somewhere.
You know, like he's never been fucking wrong before, but.
And she ran into him somewhere and started hitting on her. They exchanged numbers. He called her and sweet talked her sometimes, which somebody online wants to know what the sweet talk things he said were, but we'll get to that. And she had seafood pasta at this little place on Santa Monica, possibly Delmonico's. Then he kissed her on the cheek and smelled like cologne. That was
You know what? And seafood pasta doesn't tell me nothing. Was it shrimp? Was it scallops? What were we talking?
All of it. You know when you get it's like the linguine pasta, you get mussels, clams, and shrimp and like a red sauce? Like a frutti di mare.
I
don't believe this.
No, that's still my favorite.
No, why?
Like, what is that?
Expand on that. Why don't you believe it?
Yeah, why?
Help me feel a way.
Well,
that
sounds delicious. Because the seafood pasta always comes with the white sauce or the buttery sauce.
That's what my mind goes to.
Yeah.
Thank you, Aaron.
That's kind of
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't eat
pasta.
Cream sauces though.
Yeah. Yeah. Even like when you were 24?
That's why Warren.
Never. Really? I don't like cream sauces.
I don't remember there being a Delmonico's in Beverly Hills, but I could be wrong about that because I know there's one or two of them in the Valley.
I know there is definitely one in the Valley. It was not that one. Yeah. It was not in the Valley.
Yeah. I. God.
Now that's Mexican.
Mames.
I want tacos right now.
That's so difficult because I don't want to believe you were a jerk to an unhuman person in a wheelchair. Sorry, but I mean, I'm kidding, but I don't want to believe that you were a jerk to someone in a wheelchair. And no,
or
one
was he a jerk to me?
Yeah, do you think Felicia? Do you really think it's mean to treat?
I think he was a jerk to me.
To give that same attitude back to somebody who came up and just assumed that because they're in a certain situation, they can act like a dick. I would be more likely to treat him shitty out of spite.
Thank you. Yeah. Really?
Like you're not, especially alone. She doesn't have anyone she knows standing directly around her to monitor this. She's just like, whatever. Hey, fuck this.
We
fuck
should
you.
Start yeah. something. Hashtag wheelchair. What is it?
Yeah.
Look what
hashtag
I've done.
Hashtag wheelchair.
No, what did you say?
Hashtag
wheel with it.
Here's a question that no one's asked. Did you go alone?
Sorry. I'm counting votes.
I'm very sorry.
No.
To the concert?
Yeah.
Yes, I did. No one could go with me. I didn't care. I wanted to go see Rob Zombie. I went back.
Wheelchair privilege.
Wheelchair privilege. Sorry.
I did.
Better watch your fucking
God,
ankles.
This is a tough one. What are people saying online? This is tough.
Right now, a lot of people are getting their votes in, and it seems like Doughboy, Jason Marino, Raver, Basher, Kia, all on board with the second story being the lie for Samantha. And then Monkey Bone, our buddy Ken Lofgren, going the other way, saying that the first story is the lie for Samantha.
Mm-hmm. Hey, are you going to skip over that Raver Basher just said he once stole $100 from somebody in a wheelchair?
He did just say that.
Raver Basher's back, baby.
Raver Basher said he thought I was selling drugs, and then Doughboy commented hashtag rascal.
Wow. I feel a little better now.
Well, I don't think that you beat up that wheelchair person.
I don't think she beat him up. I thought she said she just had a verbal altercation.
Assault.
I believe that story 1,000%.
I don't.
I believe it because I would have acted the same way. Fuck that
guy. I think
guy.
I would have, but Samantha wouldn't have.
I don't think
story.
You would have done that because I think if you're... I know it was a horrific thing when your mother passed, and because you shared a lot on Facebook, and I think if you were there to get over your to help you be a little more cheerful from the death of your mother, that's your words, not my words, but I think you would have a lot of empathy for someone who was physically not abled. You know what I mean? I feel I can't.
And maybe you would have went to a movie or like something, not a Rob Zombie concert.
Yeah,
I don't
ever think to myself, I want to cheer up. I want to go to Rob Zombie concert.
But if Rob but Rob Zombie's not your favorite, maybe she would just go into her favorite thing when she was sad. You know, maybe if that's your favorite music, that would be the go-to.
I just can't even imagine fucking you liking Rob Zombie.
That's so funny.
I can't imagine that. I can't imagine you'd be mean to someone in a wheelchair.
Imagine he said, watch your ankles, though. He like threatened you.
Yeah. Full on threatened.
That's like, the one part that I'm like, oh, that is a good deal.
But that's who that guy was.
Right.
Yeah, that's also how a comedian thinks. Like, what would a wheelchaired person say that's threatening me?
Mm. Yeah.
Watch your ankles.
Ooh.
You gotta be so confident to talk shit with only half your body left. That's why.
Wow.
We don't know. Well,
I'm just saying, why say watch your ankles? That's crazy.
To me, there were loose details in that story about like waiting in line, and then he couldn't see. Well, what was he needing to see if y'all were waiting in line for a meet and greet? What does it matter if he was.
No, the meet and greet was before the show.
So he wasn't trying to butt you in line for the meet and greet.
No. This was for the concert.
This is for the concert.
And what is it going to kill you that. What's wrong with your back that you have?
Bulging discs.
Bulging discs. And why do you have bulging discs?
It's a genetic thing, and it's also got worse by waiting tables for 13 years.
Yeah, that'll do it. Yeah. Mm. I believe that.
Dr. Wellington.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm gonna say the first story is a lie. God, I fucking hate that you're giving out Warren Beatty's. I hate that you're not giving a name, and I hate because I know he has kids, and so that's like so skeevy.
Yeah, but nothing happened. Nothing
I know,
happened.
But come on, you don't want to hear your dad took some young chickie out for a dinner. And
it might have been asked, but did you talk to him since ever after? Mm-mm. Like you never
we
spoke to him
again. We
talked
once more after that, and then we never saw him again.
Hmm. And wasn't that right when he was like
Oh no, Madonna was before that.
Madonna was way before. He was married to Annette Bening, I think.
Yeah,
that was.
But then
way
on
before.
The other hand, I've been married, and when you have like little kids under your feet, you're like, "Fuck this shit."
You just want to get out. Yeah. I mean, he wasn't gross or anything. No, yeah, but he's flirty, still, but.
He was flirty with a young woman still. That's gross.
Yeah, but this was an old family friend.
An old family friend. Yeah, that's what's kind of making
that's
that story true.
That's not an old family friend.
My aunt was the old family friend.
I met him when I was young.
Yeah.
So how did you meet him again? You just ran into him? At a play.
I ran into him
at a play. What was the play?
It was called Voice Lessons. It was a play with the guy from Third Rock from the Sun.
John Lithgow?
No. The
French Stewart?
Yes.
We almost had him on a show.
Yeah, we almost had him on a show.
Canceled.
But did it cancel?
We're still trying.
Did anyone around you at the concert see what was going down with the guy in the wheelchair?
Yeah, were other people like, cool it, you fucking bitch?
Or were other people like, hey, don't be such a dick down there from your chair?
Wow.
Was anyone on your side?
Yeah, the girl and her dad. I mean, and after the show, the dad actually thanked me. Was like, because I went off on him. I was basically, I mean, this is so. When he started touching her, I turned around. I said, "Put your fucking hands on her one more time. She is a child. Get the hell out!"
Oh,
like,
he
I
was
went
touching
off.
Her.
Yeah, because he was trying. When he was trying to wedge himself in between me and the girl, he had his hands like, because you know he's a little bit lower, obviously. So he was trying to squeeze in and had his hands like on her hip. And like he was trying to shove in and it was touching her thigh and she freaked out.
So even
and
more
that's when
so,
I lost my mind.
Even more so now, I don't believe this.
Yeah.
Because a dad at a Rob Zombie concert not sticking up for his daughter in the moment.
Wait, Ken Lofgren just had a good point.
Okay.
She knew the play that she met Warren Beatty or ran into Warren Beatty at, but didn't remember the restaurant that he took her to.
Because it was like one of the best plays I'd ever seen.
Yeah, there
were
no singing and dancing at the restaurant.
You fucking liar. Look at you.
I thought you said you ran into him in like the grocery store or something earlier.
No, I did not. I never said that. It was a play.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was something.
Because I just wrote she ran into him somewhere, but I could have swore you said like the grocery store.
It was a play.
All
right. Yeah, she said play.
There was no grocery store involved. It was a play.
She didn't say play.
I did.
We're having such a good time, but we should vote.
Okay, all right, let's vote. Michael, what do you say?
Dude, I guess I'm so just on the side of this. I think the way she reacted in the wheelchair story, if it's real, I think she did the right fucking thing. And so I'm going with that one's true.
Okay.
You see, you think the first
I don't know. I just don't
true.
Think she went out to dinner with
you
that guy.
You need to knock those wheelchair people down a few pegs. You know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah. You're damn right.
I'm going to switch my vote. God damn it. I'm going to switch my vote and say the Warren Beatty story is the lie.
Oh, you're not sure
I think
about
it's a
that.
Lie. Don't go with me. It never works.
I know.
This is about. This is about.
What is Ken Lofgren's vote?
Ken Lofgren's vote was that the first story is a lie.
I'm going against Ken. All right.
And I'm going to go with my monkey bone.
Kenny.
Because we were right last time, and I'm going to say that the wheelchair is a lie.
Yeah, I went with that being a lie. She seems a little too nice. Ken actually asked if you had the tattoos then. I don't know if he was referring to the Rob Zombie thing or to the Warren Beatty date.
Yeah, I've had tattoos for a while.
Yeah, Rob Zombie, she still seems too nice to be like not letting a wheelchair person in front of her.
Yeah, she's pretty nice, but what gets me is the ankle thing. My apologies, but what gets me is the ankle thing because okay, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. What's your vote?
I think that the Warren Beatty one's a lie just because of the pasta.
that's my favorite pasta still to this day.
No, so it's the best pasta you ever had, and you don't know where it was at.
No, I mean that's my favorite. Like I'll order that at any restaurant I go to if I have it.
All right, so which story is the lie?
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Warren Beatty
is the lie.
It's the lie.
You evil, mean bitch.
Yeah, I did. Oh. Yeah. When I did meet him once when I was a kid, and he was perfectly wonderful and sweet, but I'd never went out with him. None of that. No.
All right,
he was lovely. And no, he's a great man. Okay. His kids can watch this. Okay. Well, at least he didn't do anything with me. I don't know if he did anything with anybody else. But
no more women on this show.
They never name names.
No, but my great aunt spoke very, very highly of him.
Okay.
Very, very
so
highly of him.
True.
And yeah. Okay. So just the beginning is true. Yeah, he was a friend of the family, but none of that other. No.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
See, she's nice, and that really happened. I'm not a bad guy. I just have a prejudice toward the handicap.
No, this guy in a wheelchair. He was. I'm telling you, he was not. He was using that to his advantage. Yeah. He was rude, and then he threatened me, and then he started touching this girl. And you
I can't
know,
believe her dad didn't do anything.
Well, the dad actually, after this went down, after the concert, he said, "You know what? I was going to say something, but you handled it. I didn't have to. Yeah.
So, plus, Rob Zombie's about to come out. I didn't want to
take
around.
I know, right? This all happened 10 minutes before. Yeah. And the other guy in the wheelchair, that really happened. Dude stood up.
I will have to say, when my mother was alive and she was in a wheelchair, and we never had to stand in line for anything.
Yeah.
And and that was our plan, wherever we went.
Wheelchair privilege.
Yeah.
All right. So let's recap Aaron's story.
Story one, it was her 23rd birthday, and she was going to day drink at the Saddle Ranch all day, and some guy takes him to his house, and he gives them $100 to wear some shirt at an art party, but she got too faded, so she missed the event. It's like 1 a.m., they're out in L.A., and they stumble across a flat dolly-like thing with wheels, and her friends push her down a stairwell while she's on it, and she busts her face up and mildly blinds herself, so she goes to the hospital and finds out she has a sleepy concussion. That she had slept through the night or week on.
And how many years ago was this?
I don't know.
Well,
if you were 23.
Yeah.
I'm always 23.
Oh. and it's not to catch you about your age, but I'm just trying to remember when the Saddle Ranch was actually...
Dude, it was not cool back then.
Yeah.
It was never cool.
Yeah.
It wasn't a scene. It was just a place to day drink.
Mm. Right.
Yeah. Bottomless mimosas.
All right.
Story two. There are some names in the story that she can't reveal until after off air, I hope. But a year or two ago.
It's killing everybody.
But a year or two ago, she did an urban hike with her friend to find Bloody Marys in the morning. And they stumble into Ye Olde Rustic Inn, where they saw a former door guy from the Comedy Store. Definitely not Ari Manis. And then they saw a male 90s washed up actor guy, maybe Matthew Perry. And turns out he is with not Ari, and they're actually not morning drinking. They've been out all night partying. So then washed up actor guy starts hysterically crying about his daughter. So she lies and says that she actually knows her and that she's a good person. So he smiled and went into the bathroom and did more drugs.
But that was only 2 years ago. And then you said you never day drink. And then that story is about you were day drinking.
Yeah. Well, I mean, excessively.
Old habits. Right. Die hard.
I didn't say that when you first said the story.
Well, I mean, like to the point of missing my birthday.
Really? I honestly don't think what Bloody Mary is. Day drinking, I would be.
Yeah,
fine
I do that at the airport. I'm all casual Bloody Mary from time to time.
I think the second story is a lie, but I think you have really terrible boundary issues with your friends, and that you need to talk to your one friend you're still friends with. And you know, I'm going to say the second story is a lie, but then you didn't say their names, but.
I almost think that the not saying the name was a ploy.
Yeah.
Mm. I think she was going to say the name, but then she saw how you reacted to Warren Beatty.
Yeah.
And then she was like, oh I'm going to alleviate these names to make it seem more believable.
Yeah.
Thus, I believe that the second story is a lie.
I think it's harder to think that like that strategically in the hot seat than we think. Like, you're down here all the time. Like, we always talk about, like, oh, you rushed through the first one, you seem nervous. It's like, well, because it's the first story they told.
Yeah, but you work on camera all the time now, right? Yeah, so she don't give a fuck. She's used to it.
All right, my bad.
Talk.
Yeah, word. I know.
She's good at lying.
Yeah. I was just making sure you guys thought that, too. Okay. Totally.
What do people online say, Austin?
Right now, Monkey Bone has voted. He's got second story being a lie, and so is Jason Marino. Kia is going the other way, saying the first story is a lie. And right now that's all that's voted so far, but I'm sure everybody else will get their votes in.
I think that second story is true.
You do think the second story is true.
Yeah, I think that something wild happened with like a concussion, with like something where she felt like she might have been in danger if things had gone worse that night. Like, I think there was a birthday party accident and she blacked out, but I don't think it entailed what she said it did.
And you didn't, like, you busted up your face, but you didn't get any scars or anything on your entire face falling down a stairwell and concussion.
It healed. Miraculously.
Look, my dad hit a lot of women. That shit heals.
Oh, my God.
That shit heals.
Well, and there was no blood. Not always.
No, I know. When you said that part, I was like, yeah, that makes sense if you know. But then I can't imagine that you didn't scrape your face or something.
No, they're worried I had internal bleeding.
Right.
The brain.
What bone did you... It was some... Or what kind of bone?
Orbital bone.
Yeah.
Orbital bone.
The head bone.
Cheekbone, like,
never
right
even
here.
Heard of that.
That's orbital like your bone. Eye socket bone or something, ugh. Right?
Yeah. That's very specific.
So what is your vote?
Oh, I don't know. I kind of... maybe the...
She's full of hijinks, isn't she?
She's
so full of hijinks. Look at that. Like, she's so full of hijinks.
Right?
That's a great word.
Right. I think maybe the first one is true.
Melody's also saying the first one's true based on how giddy she was during the story one's recap.
Giddy? So, yeah. Was I happy about
I didn't
that
know.
Story?
I was looking at the screen. Yeah,
so or was she happy with all of her lies?
I think it's important to watch whose stories you're telling. It's important to watch them during the recap because they react to them.
That's true. That's a good point.
Yeah. Okay, the recap. Yeah.
So if you're around someone that's super drunk, does your eye socket just like boom, 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 boom?
Yeah,
boom, boom.
I have PTSD now.
Yes, I'm serious.
She just starts trying to ride anything down a hill she can find.
I'm just like, no.
But is anybody wondering why she's wearing this shirt today?
Somebody Peter online.
Peter Frampton's an incredible artist.
Yeah, I want that shirt.
I don't know. Somebody online accused him of child predatory actions. Yeah.
Well, he can make a guitar talk. Let the man have what he wants, you know?
They're just trying to get you to take your shirt off.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
They are.
What?
I'm pro Peter Frampton, but I'm pro shirt off, too, if that's what you want.
All right. Okay. I'm going to stick with the second story being a lie, but I think I'm wrong. All right.
Ooh, you're saying second story with me. You're with me.
Yeah.
Are we all in agreement?
Because you had it different before.
No. I said the second story was a lie.
All right. You don't think that Ari Manis?
I don't.
It was not Ari Manis.
Yeah, no, but that's the lie. That story is the lie.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm with you then. All right.
Yeah.
I kind of think the first story is a lie.
All right, everyone's voted.
Michael, what was your
second
vote?
Second true first lie.
Oh, fuck. What did Ken Lofgren say?
Ken Lofgren went with second lie. Kia and Cal went first story is a lie. And
I'm going to go with Kia and Cal, first story is a lie.
That's what I'm doing. Me and Mike. Right. That's what me and Mike are doing.
I'm sticking with Monkey Bone.
All right, so I'm saying the first story is a lie. Which story is the lie?
Okay, the one that's a lie is the second story.
Yeah. You're so smart, Jessica. You're so smart.
Wow. Yeah. God in your face. I want to hit somebody in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
I never hit him. I just verbally assaulted him. It's different.
Oh, my God.
And he deserved it. Okay.
All right. You guys have been awesome guests. Where can people find you?
You can find me in church.
You've been awesome, but disappointing.
Oh, well, I mean, I didn't have an affair. Yay. Can we look at it that way? Can we look at it that way? And I do love Rob Zombie. Okay. Twitter and Instagram at the Samantha Hale.
Great. And what about you, Aaron?
Oh, you guys can find me on Instagram at darling with four H's, DAHHHHLING. And just listen to my podcast.
It's about like Michael's Twitter. Yeah.
And what about you, Austin?
I'm at the Austin Walker on everything. Follow me on there. I'm in Central Florida this week, so I'll miss y'all on Saturday when you're at November 30th, the Liars Club at the Belly Room of the World Famous Comedy Store with Brian Simpson, Annie Letterman, Neil Brennan, Nick Novicki, Matt Devlin, our crew, Jessica Wellington and Michael Evans.
Jason Tebow
will be co-hosting, and Yoshi will be there as well. And Yoshi's always very good at that game.
Yeah.
So make sure you guys get your tickets for that. Go Gators, beat FSU, and I'll see y'all when I get back.
Wonderful. And I am actually going to be in Palm Springs. I'm not going to be at that show on November 30th, this Saturday. It's just you, Michael, and Jason Tebow.
Yeah, it's a great show.
So if you're out in Palm Springs, look at my Twitter feed for all the information of where that show is. And
or if you're in the closet, still come see Felicia.
Yes. Whatever
I'm
that
on
means.
It today, dude.
Oh, dude, you're hot. I got your back, Jess. I get you, dog.
All right. Jessica.
I'm at Jess Wellington 2 on everything. Please follow me. Thank you guys. And you have been lied to.
High five Michael on Instagram.
Oh, Michael, sorry.
No, you can't be mad at him without that.
It was I'm not telling that
one. Disney believe you. You're the real liar. Please stand up.
What? She's totally serious.
And you have been lied to.